This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Dixon, and today we're going to talk about work. Now, a couple of episodes back, I talked about working hard or hard work and the differences and all that sort of stuff. Today, rather, is more around all this stuff, all the fucking shit that I talk about. And I say shit, and I know that I'm saying shit, and maybe that's on purpose for those of you that know me. But the thing about this developmental coaching, about, you know, personal development, right, self-development, all this sort of stuff, the thing about all of that is that it's actually work. It's not just a matter of, and unfortunately, there's this idea that it's just like, oh, this thing clicks and now I'm fixed or whatever. It's like, no, the fact that you think you need to be fixed is actually part of the problem. Like, that's, you're not broken. Like, the work is constant and it shows up in every moment. Like, you know, an easy example of this is like, I might be on Facebook and my memories will pop up, and then in the memories, that will trigger a response from me that I didn't know that was there, because it was something from 3 years ago that pops up and goes, you know, here's this memory of such and such, a person, a quote, a such and whatever it may be. And I then have a response to that in the moment. And so that now I'm dealing with some things that I wasn't even aware of that was there, right? And this is the interesting thing, is that the work actually never stops. And a lot of the time people go, when does it get better? It's like, when you stop wanting it to get better and start realizing that it actually is. It's not black and white. And it's also not, there's not a finish line. And I've mentioned this a couple of times, but there's just no fucking finish line. Imagine that. Point to the person at the finish line. I don't have my shit together, but at the same time, who does? Like, it's all subjective anyway in that sense. It really is just a constant unraveling and a constant development. And there's just nothing out there that's going to speed it up. You can't speed it up. You can only, you know, unblock what's in the way of it moving at the pace that it's meant to be moving. And that's a different way to think about it. And the thing is that in every single moment, we have this opportunity to see these lessons, to do the work. Because sometimes, like, I'll have people that, you know, are really gung-ho and they're happy to do the, you know, fucking get stuck in and do the hard work and have the hard conversations. And they're like, right, what's my homework? And I'm like, nothing. They're like, what do you mean? It's like, nothing. I'll see you next week. Like, well, that doesn't make any fucking sense. I need some homework. It's like, these people are high-achieving people, and that's part of their problem, is that they're so high-achieving that their developmental work is to fucking stop achieving. It's like, how does that work? It's like, because life isn't to be achieved. Life is to be lived. Life is to be felt, to be. And so, in that circumstance, when we're constantly achieving, that's all well and good. But if it's just for the sake of achieving, then you're not actually fucking living, buddy. You're not living at all, right? But look at all these things. How successful is this person? It's like, yeah, how many times have we heard that? And the person's great. Yeah, they're just fucking fantastic, aren't they? But they're not. And we see that later on, whether it be through suicide or their Facebook posts or, you know, whatever it may be. We've seen it time and time and time again. And that's because that's important to succeed and to achieve, and if it is for you, and to move towards that. But at the same time, what is it feeding? What is it fueling? And so sometimes the work doesn't look like work. It's just different for each person. Sometimes people that I deal with that are significantly more anxious, and they're like, you know, what is my homework? It's like, well, pay attention to when you're anxious and then when you start what's called metastating. And metastating is simply like, okay, well, I think this and I feel that about that thought, and then I think that about that feeling, and then I feel this way about that thought about that feeling. Like, now I'm not even dealing with reality. Now I'm literally metastating myself to anxiety. As an example, people do it with happiness as well. You've been so happy about how happy you are. Like, that's a metastate. And so the reason why this is such a crucial, consistent conversation is because the work just doesn't stop. Like, when you open a door and you rummage through the shit in that room, at the back of the room is another door. And if you're brave enough, you'll open it. And if you're not, that's okay. Like, rummage through your shit. But the thing is that just the continual movement, and it is movement, that's because that's the correct way to think of it, because it's not, it's actually action. It's action. It's and sometimes observing is the action, just to clarify. Like, fuck, how open-ended is all of this, hey? It's so global yet so detailed for each individual. But sometimes being, like, there's a difference between silence and being silent, right? It sounds the same, but being silent is an action, whereas silence is just is, right? But the thing about it is that it's movement, it's momentum, it's action. It's just being able to do this work day in and day out. And then over time, you get better from where you were. You know, I share the story, I shared it tonight actually with one of the clients. It's like, I remember, wouldn't even be 3 years ago, and I was fucking miserable at a certain, like, overall I was better, because it was 4 years ago that really fucking kicked me right in the guts. But it was a bit, just under 3 years ago, I'm pretty sure. Maybe on 3 years ago. And I just remember being, you know, I was house sitting at the time, so I house sat for 3 years, which was an easy way to save money, but I wasn't earning fucking anything technically. I was earning fucking next to nothing, so it was just an easy way not to actually spend more money. It was what I chose to do, and it was tough, but I learned a lot of fucking lessons. And I'm house sitting in this big fucking house, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, this is what my life is. I'm by myself. I own next to nothing. I mean, my part of my business for sure, but next to nothing otherwise. And it's like, you know, miserable with this idea of being alone and lonely and all this sort of stuff. And the thing was that got me out of that wasn't this big epiphany, and it wasn't a big, like, it wasn't the lotto, it wasn't somebody coming and saving me, because that would have made it fucking worse, by the way. If someone come and save me, then we remove them and I'm fucked all over it again. Like, it's, here's the thing, it's I'm complete and I choose you, not you complete me. Just remember that. But it wasn't one thing. It was a multitude of things, consistently, and just little things. And this is the thing, is like, if you hit a golf ball and you change the angle 1 millimeter, it's only a millimeter. But way down the fairway, it's fucking yards apart, right? I know they're two different measuring systems, but you get my point. And so this is the thing, is that you only need a change, but the thing is change. And there is a part of the thinking, yes, there is a part of the subjective, but the behavior, the objective has to change with it. But it doesn't have to be large. It can be small. Clean your room, make your bed, right? Clean your car. Like, these are really, really, you know, highly recommended things, because what they start doing, it's a part of cleaning. It's getting rid of the old junk. And when we can start doing it with our room, we can start doing it with ourselves. But the thing is that it has to be consistent. It's not a one-time event. And people know this. You might hear people say, people that want to win the lotto are stupid. Yet this person's like, what's wrong with me? I just want to have a breakthrough mentally. It's like, you're fucking hoping for the lotto in your mental, like, your mental development. It doesn't work. It's fucking work every single day, right? Little things. Listen to a 10-minute, you know, this is the idea where mood prep even came from in the first place, is that when I was in a shit space, I would literally put YouTube videos on first thing in the morning before I did anything else. And it was like the same motivational shit. It was a whole range of different people, but either, and I can remember listening to it, I could say it word for word after a year and a bit, right? But that's what got me through so much crap. Well, not just the only thing that got me through, but it definitely contributed. And that was it. 10 minutes, that's all it was. And then I'd make my bed. And then I'd just do these little actions. And that's the work. You see, the work is there regardless. But if you want a different result, you need to do different things. Now, we may logically get this and never fucking change anything and then complain about nothing changing. It's like, well, here's the thing. It's going to change. And the work's already happening. You're already doing the work. So it's up to us, or you, the individual, whether you're willing to make the small little changes, which could be everything from being more aware around your language, in how you represent your reality, right through to literally making your bed. For some people, it's fucking brushing your teeth. Some people don't, like, they struggle to do that. It's like a discipline thing from when they were young, right? It could be a whole range of things. But the main point of this whole podcast today, the work doesn't stop. It doesn't go anywhere. You practice your practices again and again and again and again, just like every good master does. On that, team, I'm out. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. If you haven't already, then jump on Facebook, search Mood Prep Online, and I'll see your faces in there. Otherwise, I'm going to sign off. Until tomorrow, peace and pizza. Kick today in the dick. Slay the dragon. I'll see you soon. To be everything at once, be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.